I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gaza's Fatah-controlled police force has removed all officers stationed in the Gaza Baptist Church building. That's due to a much-celebrated accord between rival factions in Gaza. Open Doors' Al Jansen says this one could succeed, but there's a long way to go. Jansen urges prayer.
It's hard for the church to reach out and be a healing force in the community when many of its members haven't even had their own needs met. So we're hoping that we can help in some way with that, so that people can go back to being the salt and light in that dark situation.
Next, critical mass describes the greatest number of people needed to trigger a phenomenon by the exchange of ideas. Global Advance's David Shibley says they've hit it with the growth of their ministry, with roughly two conferences every week in 2007. A quarter of those will be led by nationals. Plus, this year, they're not only working to equip pastors and marketplace leaders, but also adding the
wonderful pastors' wives, who have been largely neglected, especially in the developing nations of the world. Now we are encouraging and equipping them, turning them into a prayer force for their nations.
And there are more than 750,000 American college students involved in the university Greek system. Yet parachurch ministries are only reaching a minority of them. To that end, fraternity and sorority students will be meeting this week for the 13th annual InterVarsity Greek Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The conference begins February 16th and runs through the 18th. It's a place where students discuss real-life issues and ministry action on U.S. college campuses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.